Here we are coming into another sacred season, one that could be held in reverence with regular prayer, meditation, burning of incense, and honoring those who have come before and the masters, and also communing with the angels. So with all the consumerism of these days and possible disconnection, it is important to continue more and more, continue to be more and more immersed with the earth. Many ancient civilizations, such as the Lemurians, were very connected to the Divine Mother Spirit and the earth, using more natural ways, spiritual ceremonies, and non-invasive technologies. Certain aspects were carried on and used by other civilizations and tribes, but much of the pure essence of the connection was lost. Fortunately, there are more individuals and groups these days that are bringing this connection back, along with more shamanic and authentic healing techniques. The individual quest is that no matter what the worldly and outer circumstances and season, it is beneficial to keep up that daily connection. So the connection with the earth and the source. And I do touch on this with my other videos, including on Conscious Awakening Network. Now, I did receive a Gaia communication just the other morning. And so it goes as follows. I am Gaia. Yes, I feel the I am. I am connected to the source light. And the I am that I am. Just like you are connected and can honor and immerse yourself in the source, and you can then more profoundly connect with me also. And if you connect with this source light, then you as in humanity would not be grasping for others' light and other things, and also swirling thoughts. Civilizations would not be devouring everything in sight and feeling the need to build more structures and consume more things, and then fight over these external ideas and things. Your wisdom and light would fill your containers and be enough. This core essence can then expand outward to others who will notice the spark and outpouring of the Mother Source of love. And it is a satisfying emanence. You can envision my energy arising like a fountain who gives freely, for I don't hold back. If my energies to reach the surface and there is like disturbance or an event, it is because the surface was tampered with by the negative controllers of the earth. My veins were changed and diverted for the negative and the dark, and they obstructed them. So the light force is no longer flowing freely. We can all help to contribute to the positive and to help heal our thoughts, our emotions, activities, and our constructions in a harmonious way. Besides the ley lines and power spots, you yourself are truly like acupressure or acupuncture needles moving along the earth. So clear your vessel, transmute your disagreements and differences. Stand on our sacred ground and in the forest and near the sparkling lakes, and really feel my presence coming up through your feet, through your core, and out the crown area, and down again like a mini energetic fountain. While standing in my truth, vivifying all elements, strengthened by the source of protection, you can sense too where the inner earth beings dwell. Besides the well-known places, they have the harmonious and communal way of life. So you can gather above these places on earth in a unified force, as below, so as above, and above as below. So these can be amplified areas where the more positive and strong energy rises up and is congruent with the more developed energies and spiritually based people on the surface. Your elevated energies can form a dome and also at the same time emanate out like an example to the world. So gather around, expand your pure essence, and literally put your hands on the earth also, and not only feel my pulse, but contribute to the ripples of pure consciousness, the Christ-loving spirit energy. And as you walk this earth, remember to really walk your talk, walk your talk, walk your talk. So a group in the echoes of the past that did walk their talk and were very connected to the natural world and the source light were the Essenes. There are several versions of what the Essenes were really all about, and also debate on the time periods in which they existed. However, there is some consistent information. Some say Enoch was the first Essene, and then their wisdom was passed from generation to generation, and the teachings given to the prophets. There were several groups around the Mediterranean, however, the center seemed to be at Mount Carmel, which was reportedly established during Elijah's time. And there is said to be a school of prophets established by Elijah. They kept a low profile in the cities and preferred to live in communities in the country, which was mostly desert in that area at that time. Now, there were influences from Persia and Egypt, and some concepts similar to Zoroastrianism. Many of them believed in predestination, reincarnation, and especially immortality of the soul. There was also much communion with the angels. There was communal ownership of property and roles to living in community maintained by a board of governors. They did not believe in idolatry and did not like to even use coins or go to the city much. Some of them believed that you should call no one Lord except the one Lord. They didn't agree with the doctrines and the lifestyles of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And they did not do animal sacrifices. They truly followed the patriarchs and what to be known as the way. Some describe it as, quote, thoughts, words, and deeds, leaving a footprint only in the ether. Now they studied with perseverance and really expounded upon the inner world, really explored the inner world. They wore mostly tan and white, and mostly white, and wore different colored bands depending on what subgroup they were in. Again, they practiced quite a bit of fasting and prayer, and were quite the reverent healers. In fact, some people say the word is seen, one meaning for it is, quote, healer. And they were very versed in the use of herbs, drank wine just occasionally, ate mostly vegetarian, but some subgroups who lived more in the wilderness did eat some other protein. Now, before I forget, I presently practice some elevated healing techniques that could be very similar to what them and the other groups have practiced throughout the ages. And you can find my modalities on mountainspirithealing.org. So both women and men were allowed to teach, and women would aid in the care of special children sometimes. Besides the divine teachings, they also recognized astrology, numerology, and other teachings. And they had a calm sense of justice. Now, they espouse, they live frugally in a lot of matters and espouse benevolence and compassion. But most of all, they believed in prophecy, preparing the way for the Messiah, Christ consciousness, and the new race. In regard to the Holy Spirit, I did feel an inspirational message that I would like to relay now. I have blown about throughout the ages. Yes, my love even extends to this earthly realm. Through much beauty, though much beauty, there is also many dark forces in matter. Some have fully realized my power and message, and others there's sparkles here and there. My love, message, and the source was fully embodied in Jeshua as the Christ. May you walk in him and his message daily. Groups of those speaking my words of pearls of wisdom and upliftment, and be surrounded by the fragrances of divine-like flowers, with the seeds being blown by the wind to the ends of your earth. And larger flocks of doves will continue to rise.
This, so the Essenes were very angel-based, not just like with the heavenly spirits and the archangels, but also earth angels, and elemental energy and forces of nature. And they believe that we could emanate out what we are receiving from earthly and cosmic forces. So a life of harmony and personal well-being, living on the banks of rivers and seas while tending to their communal gardens, herbs, and also attending to other members of the community. Now, so they rose before sunrise, bathed in cool water, and studied and communed with nature and angels. All of this was not really considered work, but more of, rightfully so, service. Now, they truly immersed with the elements and angels. And this was called communions. There was an Essene tree of life, or Essene tree of life. Roots of the tree represented the morning communion, or vitality and strength. And the branches represent evening or spiritual powers. So there was a morning, noon, and evening commune time. And there is an angel represented on each day for morning and evening. For example, their week began with Friday, and Friday morning it was the angel of the air. Some of the other angels communed with were the angel of earth, the angel of life, angel of joy, angel of the sun, of the water, angel of eternal life, angel of work, of peace, angel of power, angel of love, angel of wisdom, and also recognizing the Heavenly Father. So they lived a life of heaven on earth. So we will affirm walking the life of the Essenes, even in this season, on earth, fully immersed in our natural divinity. Now, I really enjoy immersing with the elemental and the virtue, or what I call them, the cosmic building angels. And I would like to read the latest transmission from them. So this transmission is from an angelic Sanafia. So feel the total immersion of the elements and light streams. You can become it in light, vibration, color, and sound, and it flows unhindered, totally in harmony with the other elements, with the divine intelligence that is the ultimate coordinator to blend for the ultimate creation. The sparkling and pure creation intermingled and the entwined and each part joyful of matching together and coming and commingling with each other, which may seem like an eternity to us, but it is only really a cosmic second all the while. More and more, a form and shape is combined that is vibrating with the hum of the universe, with the essence of eternity. These creations will form with other creations and become galaxies, stars, and planets, which are then inhabited by light beings and emanate what we know as archetypes. And each form will emanate and contribute to the celestial symphony. All the while, the golden diamond light continues to shine forth among the light realms, while the virtue or elemental angels dance and help to weave their forms of creation into the expanse.